Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony G. So, it is March. We are into the third month of the new year, of the new decade. Where are you in life? What's going on and where are you? Now, this question is really vague, but it's really direct because so many of us are in a holding pattern. It's like if you think of airplanes that are landing and taking off, most of us are on the same flight pattern for everything in our life. We take off from one city, go to this city, and come back. Now, that's an analogy, and if we break that analogy down to how that looks in real life terms, is every day we wake up and we're doing the exact same thing, the exact same patterns, repeating the exact same verbiage in our head and to others. And there's no variation. Every once in a while, maybe there's a party. Every once in a while, maybe there's a vacation. And most of us even vacation to the exact same spots that, like we've always gone to Vegas, so we always go to Vegas. It's familiar. It's comfortable. You want to relive that first good time. Or we've always gone to Florida or Arizona, so we always go there. This is such a huge, big, beautiful world. And if we leave a job, we end up in the same type of job, doing the same type of work at the next place with the same type of people. What causes this? What brings us to this point? What gets us there? But more importantly, most importantly, what gets us out of there? So what causes this is a program that's been running with us probably since childhood. Program basically says, this is how the world is. I've read in several different books that from the time we're born, and probably pre-birth, everything we hear, until the time we're 6, and some people say 5, but most people say 6, we are running, everything we see, everything we learn, everything we hear, we're sponges. So that's what we believe the world looks like for the rest of our life. Now think about that. How sad is that? How horribly sad is that? Think about that. Whenever you were born until the time you were 6, programmed you to think this is what the world is like. But that world is long, long gone. Long gone. And we're still living from that program of whatever was going on with our parents, whatever was going on with our siblings, whatever was going on in our family dynamics and our family work dynamics and our family financial dynamics. We're still, so many of us are still running that program. And we go through the day saying, and maybe not daily, but or we think it, why am I always stuck? Or why, here's a really good one that I hear all the time. I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm always, everything is going good. Everything is right where it should be. Financially, I'm okay, but I'm just waiting. I know that any minute something could go wrong. That's a really common fear, such a common belief in our world, because we have had things go wrong. But why is it? And here's such a tremendously important question. We have relationships, and the relationship is successful for 5 years, and then things go wrong and you break up. You have a job, and it's successful for 10 years, and then things go wrong, and for whatever reason it ends. And we don't focus on the successful 5 or 10 years. We focus on the one incident that broke it apart. And then we wait for that one incident again and again and again. We're in a new relationship. Everything is going well. And we want to jump out. Maybe that's just me. Oh, wait, never mind. This isn't about me. We want to jump out because we're afraid that it's going to end. Or we want to jump out, or we're just sitting there waiting. Even if we don't want to jump out, we're just terrified it's going to end. Or something's going to go wrong. So we're always on hyper alert and looking for that one thing that's going to end it. And typically it's the same thing that ended the last relationship. The same thing with work. We're at work. Everything is good. Everything is perfect. And we're just waiting for that thing to happen. When did this program start with us? And why in the name of sweet baby Jesus, God, angels, whatever your thing is, Buddha, the elephant with all the arms, Ganesh, I don't know. But I can see the elephant with all the arms. I love that elephant with all the arms, by the way. Why in the name of all of these deities do we do this? Every day, we go to work, we come home, we have a great relationship every single day, and we don't focus on that. We're just waiting to repeat that one thing. And 9 times out of 10, when something ended, whether it was a job or a relationship, even a friendship, it led us to something better. It led us to freedom. It led us to a better person, better friends, better work. And we just sit and we worry about this one little thing happening again. Instead of embracing all the big, beautiful days that we're having in the interim. So what programming is that? And why on God's green earth do we wait in that program? Because we're stuck. It sounds so simple. We're stuck. We're just stuck in a negative moment that will probably never, ever repeat itself. But yet we won't give all of ourselves to our new job. We won't give all of ourselves to our new partner. We sit on a holding pattern or in a holding pattern waiting, just simply waiting for the fallout. And we say, I'm not going to get too close. I'm not going to work too hard. I'm not going to love too much. And you know what? The only person you're ripping off is you. The only person you're ripping off is you. Because in that holding back, you don't get to be all of you. You don't get to be whole and complete and experience your emotions of love and happiness, and yeah, even sadness, to the fullest. You don't get to give and feel, because somebody can give you love. Somebody can love you like nothing else. And that's one feeling. And you can feel good about that. But it's when you give love, when you allow yourself to be immersed in that love and feel love, that your whole being emanates, glows. It just, there's nothing else like it. I'm sorry, there is nothing else like it. It's like the first time you hold a baby, like the first time I held my nieces, I'm going to tell you, there was nothing else like that. Nothing. All three of them. Four. Well, I have a lot of nieces, but I just refer to three more often. There is nothing else like that. That feeling when you look at them. And this little being, you just have so much love for it. And you're just thinking, oh my God, I want everything for this little being, right? And you have all this love. And you're not afraid to love this little baby, because the baby, you don't perceive any harm coming from this baby. Why can't we love everybody like that? Why can't we go into our work, no matter what our work is, and love it like that again? Why can't we be passionate every day for everything happening in our life? What is stopping it? It's that belief, that pattern, that being stuck. So today, my gift to you, and I've been working on this myself, for myself, all weekends pretty much, is not being stuck anymore. Because it's a horrible, horrible, uncomfortable place to be. It's like being a hamster on a wheel. There's this whole big world, and we're just spinning on this wheel. And we are thinking, I see all these things out here. I know all these things are out here, but I'm safe right here. I might not be happy right here, but I'm safe right here. But what fun is that, to be on this wheel doing the same thing every day, day in and day out, and to not venture out? So I'm going to say, you know, for most of us, we're stuck in at least one area. We might be stuck in finances where we're just making it every week, right? The paycheck comes in. This is such a common, I don't care how much money you make, this is such a common statement. It's gone before I get it. Doesn't that suck? That statement right there says everything. And then there's the statement of work. Why should I switch? It's the same every place. Or here's a better one. It might be something even worse. But what if it's something better? But what if there's something better? So we're all stuck in either work or finances or family dynamics. Oh, my goodness gracious. Family dynamics can be interesting. That's just the word I'm going to use for that. So for everybody who's stuck, which is everybody, at least in one area of the life, let's start clearing this now. Clear. We're going to... Oh, excuse me, so sorry. We're going to start clearing this. We're going to let this go. Now, the angels, Holy Spirit, God, can only take from you what you're ready to let go of. And you may think, you may 100% think, I want this gone. I want a new life. We cannot bypass your psyche. We can take a lot. They can take a lot. I shouldn't say we. I am channeling. They can take a lot from you. But if there's something you absolutely feel like, this keeps me safe and protected, it'll be hell to get it away from you. They'll do it, though. They'll do it slowly. And I know what word they're trying to give me, but I'm having trouble. It doesn't come through in words. So when I'm channeling, it just kind of into my head and out of my mouth, but I don't hear the words. But this word, integral, I think that's the word. I don't even remember the sentence anymore. This is my life, what I channel. But they'll take everything from you they can. So just know you are always divinely protected. You always have angels with you. You have angels in your home. You have angels with you. If you have a vehicle, you have angels with your vehicle. I just want you to know you are so divinely protected and so divinely cared for. And yet we think it's our personal responsibility and we have to have all this control over all these things. Jesus, folks, we can't even control when we have to go to the bathroom. Like, if you really want to test how much control you have over your personal life, try controlling how often you swallow, how often you breathe, how often you blink, and for God's sakes, how often you go to the bathroom. That will show you how little control we have. And thank God we have such a little bit of control over our lives and our daily functions, because we would mess it up. We would. And just like, think of air as money and how we are with money. Okay, so if we have control over our breath, we'd be like, I shouldn't use too much breath today. I might need it tomorrow. Oh, I'm not going to go to the bathroom yet. I might need if I let go of this, it's going to be a bad thing. And that's exactly how we are as humans. So thank you, sweet baby Jesus. Thank you, God. And if you don't believe in sweet baby Jesus, that's okay. I still love you. You just use whatever deity you want to use. I'm just telling you, thank you that there are greater forces of love and light helping us through this life, because I think if we were in control of everything, it would just be a cluster beep. It would, because we are just doing the best we can with what we have. So here's my thing. I'm just clearing being stuck. Let's let all of that go. Let's let go of everything associated with being stuck. Let's let go of everything that has made us stuck, all the patterns, all the habits. Let's free ourselves from just all of it, just letting it go. And let's move into new experiences. I'd say freedom, but people really misinterpret that statement. So I'm going to say new experiences, new beginnings, new openings. And even if it's just change one thing today, like change one street that you drive down. We're on autopilot all day long, and we're so concerned about getting to the next thing that we have to do that we forget what we're doing right now. We're so concerned about getting to the next person, the next thing, the next whatever, that we absolutely 100% forget about what we're doing right now, right here. And what is that about? Half of us don't even look around anymore. We're so busy in our phones and our computers and our tablets, and we just don't even look around anymore. So look around, take a breath, and try something new, even if it's just a new way of driving home tonight. Try something new. Okay, when I call out your area code, let's go with one question or one connection. So 216,
hello.
How are you today? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
We're wonderful on Monday. It's Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Oh, I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. Okay, I'm sorry. It broke up just a bit there. Hi, Sharon.
No,
how are you today?
No worries. You know, I'm doing wonderful. Things are getting a lot busier. I do have a question. It's a life question. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
I have, last Thursday's, the Thursday just passed, I had an interview with two men, and they're having me come back in this Friday. Do you feel I'm going to get this job? If not, when do you feel I'm going to get an offer?
No, yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you, when you said, do you feel I'm going to get this job? I heard a yes like before you finished, it was a very solid yes. It was a good yes. I feel like you are going to get this, but I want to tell you, not to complicate your life, but I
Go
feel
ahead,
like there's
please.
Another offer coming too. And when the other offer comes, look at it. See what you think about it.
Okay.
And go from there. I feel like you are going to get offered this position. I feel like now I'm hearing Friday, and be ready to, they're using the term step quickly,
okay.
Move fast. Like if it might go very, very quickly once the decision is made, they're going to, I don't want to use the term expect you to jump through hoops, but that's the term I'm hearing. They're going to expect you to get everything done very quickly once they've made this decision. Okay, and that's good. Sometimes that's,
yeah.
But they're also going to expect you to hit the ground running. They're going to have a lot of expectations of you. They're going to have a lot of hope for you. You're going to feel a little bit overwhelmed. You're going to feel like this is more, you bit off more than you could chew, or they're expecting too much from you. Take a breath. You got this. You're made of magic.
Sure.
You can do anything.
Yeah.
Now,
that's,
I know
so
that
cute,
sounds very popular. Yeah, it sounds so Pollyanna, but here's the thing. It's going to take you a moment to get acclimate into the energy, to get to that like flow of this company, but then you're going to kill it. You're going to be awesome at this. It's going to be good. So just keep taking breaths while you're there.
The younger son, his name is Brian. He seems very, very nice, but he's still new in the business and he's still thriving. You know what I'm saying? Competitive. Am I going to be okay with that man? He seems nice.
Nice, but here's the thing: he feels like he has a lot to prove. And
that's the perfect thing you just said. That's what. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And the only problem with this is, the way he proves himself is through the people, the people who are with the company, and how well the company does, and how well his people, for lack of a better, his division people, whatever it is, his group does. So he has a lot of expectation, and he's looking to hire someone who has a lot of fire and is really hungry. So hit the ground again. Hit the ground running. Don't think there's a build-up time. Get in and get on it. That's the best thing they're saying for this. You'll do well with him. He's kind of a yes, sir, man. Yes, sir, I can do that. Yes, sir. And if you don't know something, don't try to figure it out. Say, oh, wait. Can you do me a favor? Can you just take 2 seconds and explain how you want this done? Don't say you don't know how to do it. Just say, can you show me how you want this done?
There you go.
What the best way you think this is to do this? Every company works differently. His expectations are going to be very, very, very high of you, but they are of everyone. Just get in there and do the best you can. You're going to ramp up very quickly, but you're going to feel like your head is spinning, and you're going to feel like you really need to, you're just going to feel like, what did I get myself into? After the first month, you're going to be just fine. You're going to feel like, what was I afraid of? I've got this. I'm good. So just get in, learn as much as you can, and just don't say uncle. And this guy, if you give him more than he expects, he'll take care of you.
I know.
Okay.
I picked up on that, yeah. He's taking his dad's business over. It's the dad and the son, but it's a huge company. It's a great job and good pay. Listen, and I know you said I'm going to get another offer. I asked one question. Don't even worry about it. Be focused on the one so you can get to your next caller, okay?
Thank you so much. And I am going to tell you, run with it, joy it, and if – you know, a lot of people get in and they feel like, I'm going to see how this goes. Don't. Just get in and go for it. Okay?
I know. You got it. Thank you so much. Okay?
You are so welcome, and I hope you have an amazing rest
you
of the week.
Too. Thank you.
Thank you. So before I did this, I did work for other companies, and I've done promotions and marketing, and I used to work in the health club industry. And it's really one thing that people used to say to me when I worked at companies is they would always ask me if I was an owner of the company, or if I was more often, are you married to the guy who owns this company? And I'd always say no, but I always walked in, and not in an arrogant way, but like I own the company. Whenever I worked for someplace, I walked in like, this is my company. If this was my company, what would I want to do for it? How would I want it to be? And this comes from being a manager. Like by the time I was 18, I was a manager of a business. And I was in charge of hiring and firing and sales. Ever happened to me? Because from that, I learned how to run a company and everything it takes to make a company work. And I truly believe everybody should own a company or run a business or an independent thing for at least 6 months. It gives you a whole new respect and understanding for what it takes to make a business go, for every working part of that business. And from there, you can have so much respect for those that you're working for, and so much respect for everything, all the blood, sweat, and tears that they've had to put into it to make it where it is and to be able to hire you. People take for granted. They think jobs are just owed to them. You have no idea how much an employer pays for every employee, not only your salary, but if they have to provide health insurance, if they have to pay on your, the taxes they pay on your part, everything it takes for an employer to bring an employee in and keep that business going, so many people have no idea. They walk in and they feel like something is owed to them. I'm going to tell you, pretend you own the company. Pretend all those expenses are yours. Pretend you built this baby from the ground up, and then have a talk with your employer. I've been an independent contractor. I've owned businesses. I've invented products. And I will tell you, none of it, not one bit of it, comes free. It costs so much to run any business, no matter what you do. Even if you're the only employee in that business, you have no idea the expense that goes with that. So respect. If you don't want to respect your boss, that's fine, but respect business and what it took to get it where it is so you can personally have that job and not have to go out and start your own business, not have to go out and be an independent contractor so you can show up, do your job, and get paid. And remember, when you go to work, this isn't a social gathering. You're not there to make friends. You're there to do a job that they're paying you to do. Now, everything goes well, you're going to make a lot of really good friends. You're going to have maybe a lifetime friend. But respect the position that they're giving you. And remember, just like with partners and jobs, it's the same thing. The moment you get tired of it, there's somebody else dying to have it. Somebody that will look at your partner and go, oh, my God, this is such a great guy. I'd love to have him. Or this is such a great job. I'd love to have it. So respect and honor where you are with everything in your life. And be grateful for it. Gratitude is the catalyst to get you to the next level. Until next Monday, have an amazing week. Thank you for joining me here today.